Chinese authorities are warning of strong action against anyone caught fundraising illegally. Statement comes amid revelations an online peer-to-peer platform has been found swindling investors out of billions of U.S. dollars. Online P2P broker Ezibao has cheated some 900,000 investors out of more than 50 billion yuan or over 7.5 billion U.S. dollars in fake investment projects. There are currently over 2,600 P2P lending platforms nationwide. They've attracted numerous individual investors with the promise of high returns. It's understood negotiations on a deal between Zimbabwe's central bank and its Chinese counterpart to use the yuan as a settlement currency are now underway. Now, if the agreement comes to fruition, it would allow the Southern African country to settle payments without reference to its own currency using the Chinese yuan as an alternative to the U.S. dollar. Central Bank Governor of Zimbabwe saying Harare is keen to use the yuan to settle bilateral trade and repay loans from China. Zimbabwe has been using multiple currencies since 2009 after abandoning its own currency, which had been ravaged by hyperinflation. U.S. dollar is the dominant one in the multiple currency system where it acts as the principal settlement currency. Now, if Zimbabwe strikes a yuan agreement with China, it would be the first such agreement for currencies in the multiple currency basket.